our sins in order to be saved? Must we ask Jesus? Don't read more than or less than it's in there. Must we ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins in order to be saved? The answer is no. You will never find in the Bible, in order to be saved, someone asking with the words, "Jesus, forgive me so I can be saved." What the Bible says is you repent and believe the gospel for the forgiveness of sins, but you're never told to ask or even beg. Some preachers have you up there at the altar, as they call it, which is another thing that isn't in the Bible, an altar in a New Testament church. And they'll have you up there and they beat on your back praying for you and everything, and they want to hear you say, "Oh Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Save me." And all that sort of thing. But the answer is in the Word of God, so let's look there. Acts 13:38. It says, "Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins." See that? Read verse 39. I should add that there as well. "And by him all that believe are justified from all things." What? I was. Oh, you reading with me? I'm sorry. I thought you were asking a question. Yeah, read 39 with me. "And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses." But did you see there where anybody had to ask? We're just being biblical here. Okay? Turn over to Acts 26. And you can run all the references where anybody's ever saved. And check this out. And you'll see. Acts 26:18. This is what Paul was sent out to preach. He says, verse 17, "Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee," read verse 18 with me, "to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Where does it say they had to ask? It doesn't say. Yeah. Okay, can you hold that till I want to read these next two and then we'll go back to that. Ephesians 1:7. Ephesians 1:7. If you dare read that. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace." Now, I just want to stop you there. If you have to ask for the forgiveness of sins, then isn't that a work? Isn't that any different from confessing to be saved or being baptized to be saved or joining the church to be saved or anything? See, what I'm getting at is Colossians 1:14 says much the same as what we just read. And the Bible says that when you believe, Acts 20:21, we don't have it on the wall right now, said that we are to repent toward God. Repentance is not something you say or do in an act as far as doing something. Repentance is your heart. In your heart, you're turning, repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And the moment you do that, believing how that Christ died for your sins and that He was buried and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, that moment you're forgiven. And the Bible never says that you have to then do this or do that, ask this, ask for that. I don't know if, what's my, let me see if I have a, oh, here it is. Are we supposed to ask Jesus into our hearts to be saved? So I'll come to that in a second. What was the text you wanted to look at? Said, if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and... Oh, I'm sorry. 16:24.
Right.
Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. See, the answer to that is, that's not about salvation. That's your relationship with the Lord.
Well, what it actually is, he gives us assurance of prayer.
Right. But it doesn't have anything to do with salvation.
No.
Right. But it is, yes. Once you become a child of God, we talked about that Sunday, that's when you talk to the Father and start asking for things. Because
yeah.
Now He's your Father.
Why about you saying that you never asked?
No, that's why I always say you have to... The question is, must we ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins in order to be saved? Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with anything else. Yeah, Johnny?
I just want to comment quickly. This is one of those things I wish I'd learned a lot earlier in life. Because I had a lot of, you know, hang-ups and stuff.
Yeah.
That I didn't realize. If I just meditated on the verses more, I would have realized that,
yeah,
that you never have to say anything. It's
right.
Belief.
Now, before I move on, I want to tell you, I asked Jesus to forgive me when I got saved. But it was a waste of time. I didn't need to. I was told to, so I did it. But who's our authority? Is our authority some preacher? Or is our authority the Word of God? And there have been whole soul-winning, quote-unquote, programs that have taught this stuff, and it's not biblical.